T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. A search warrant served this morning in San Pedro in connection with a college student who vanished more than 20 years ago has not resulted in an arrest, although a man was detained. Let's go live to San Pedro now in KMX 1070's Craig Figner.
LA Sheriff's deputies, along with the FBI, did swarm a home on Upland Avenue this morning here in San Pedro. They did have that search warrant. They put a man named Paul Flores in the back of a patrol car. Now, back in May of 1996, Flores was last to see Cal Poly San Luis Obispo student Kristen Smart alive. He's been a suspect in her disappearance, but never arrested. Then at 10:30 this morning, Sheriff's deputies let him out of that patrol car, let him go back into his home. Kristen Smart's disappearance is touted in an unusual twist here on a flyer promoting a podcast about her disappearance that's posted on a power pole just across from Flores's house.
I acknowledged it, the flyer when I moved in. A neighbor told me about him, and so I kept it to myself, and I thought occasionally my friends would come over about him, you know. That was last seen with the girl 20-some years ago in San Luis Obispo.
Right, yeah.
Yes, and I looked it up on Google, and I seen him and talking to the investigators.
So you hear there, people in this neighborhood know about this investigation. Apparently a search warrant this morning also being served at the Arroyo Grande home of Paul Flores' mother. Kristen Smart has been declared dead in this many years, 24 years now since her disappearance. Live in San Pedro, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
He was once a very powerful elected official in Los Angeles County. Now he's a federal inmate at a prison in Texas.
After two trials and multiple appeals, 77-year-old Lee Baca, former sheriff of L.A. County, has surrendered to a federal prison in Texas to begin his 3-year prison sentence. The case stemmed from events years ago when a cell phone was discovered in the hands of a jail informant. It was part of an FBI investigation into excessive force against inmates. Baca was convicted of obstruction, false statements, and conspiracy. His legal team tried to use his Alzheimer's diagnosis as a defense, but it didn't work. 11 other members of the sheriff's department also went down in that scandal. One federal prosecutor later said what the jury decided ultimately was that this was a man who believed he was above the law, but was not. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the coronavirus outbreak has forced cruise lines from allowing certain passengers on board here at the LA ports. This could potentially cause problems for cargo ships and consumers as well if ships are barred from sailing into our ports.
The U.S. has tightened travel regulations designed to stop the spread of the coronavirus into this country, so any foreign national who has been to China in the past couple of weeks cannot come into the U.S. right now. So the health risk is the number one concern. But what if a crew member is sick and the cargo ships are not allowed into the ports? What about shortages and higher prices? Consider the source.
The ports get about half of their goods from China.
Philip Sandfield is a spokesman for the Port of L.A. He tells KNX that protocols are now in place to deal with cargo ships. They have to check in before they arrive
and check in regarding the health of their crew. Each cargo vessel has about 15 to 20 crew members on board.
And if any one of them is sick or showing any symptoms, the boat could be blocked from the port, and health officials would then go out to the ship to deal with the sick crew members. The port, though, has not run into that situation, at least not yet. At the Port of L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, a group of American evacuees from Wuhan, China, because of the coronavirus outbreak, are now at the Marine Air Station in Miramar, where they'll spend the next 14 days under a federally mandated quarantine. Their plane touched down this morning about 9:30 after earlier arriving at an Air Force base up in Northern California, along with another plane of evacuees. The two flights carried about 350 people. Still unclear, however, how many will be staying at the Miramar location. Meanwhile, a local virus researcher says most people infected with the coronavirus right now are still not showing symptoms.
UCLA professor Jamie Lloyd-Smith says typically at this stage of an emerging epidemic, most people infected will be in the incubation stage, which for the coronavirus is up to 2 weeks.
So I think the next week or two, we're going to learn a lot about what direction this thing is going to go.
Lloyd-Smith and his team say travel screenings miss up to two-thirds of people infected with the coronavirus, and it's still debatable if people infected can transmit the virus before they have symptoms.
So I think right now we're kind of teetering at this point where it's not entirely clear whether this epidemic is going to be contained within China. There's a lot of worry that it's going to get out into other countries.
Especially countries that struggle with their medical care.
And at minimum, it's a very severe event already inside China. The question is really, how severe is it going to be for the rest of the world?
We will know soon. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.